Hello and welcome to the Legendary Chiropractor Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Reuter, and this podcast is brought to you by thelegendarychiropractor.com, an interactive and immersive virtual platform for prospective chiropractic students, current chiropractic students, recent chiropractic school graduates, and even veteran doctors of chiropractic out in the field wanting just a little bit more from this profession. I hope that you enjoy today's episode, and if you do, be sure to share with a friend, leave us a rate, leave us a review, and also be sure to subscribe to get more. In today's episode, we're talking about taking chiropractic into 2020 with technology and the power of SCED. All here on the Legendary Chiropractor Podcast, I'm your host, Johnny Reuter, and today's guest, Dr. Eric Kowalki. Awesome. We are officially live. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Legendary Chiropractor Podcast. And this is a very special afternoon edition that isn't overseas. It is across a great lake, I suppose. But we're here with Dr. Eric Kowalki. Did I say that correctly?
You nailed it.
Awesome. And he is in Grand Rapids, Michigan right now. He is the founder and operator behind SCED scheduling software. I'm sure you've heard of it if you've been at any chiropractic event ever in your entire life in chiropractic. I'm sure you've heard of SCED. They're all around. And so he's joining us today. I'm super excited to dive into conversation. He's a 2011 alum from Life University and a practicing DC as well. So we're going to get right into content right when we come back, right into Dr. Eric's story after we thank our sponsors. To Inspire Women is the elite boutique coaching company for chiropractors who are looking to live life and run business in a way that is personal, unique, and authentic. They focus on business systems and money mindset mastery so you can pay down debt, be more profitable, and serve more people. Their goal is to empower you to achieve success by your own rules and your own definition. Head to toinspirewomen.com now because they know there's a better way. Cairo HD, superior cloud-based practice management software. Cairo HD is a user-friendly all-in-one EHR solution built with one mission, to help you run your practice like a boss. Learn more at cairohd.com. Total Clinic Solutions is your go-to source for purchasing both brand new and refurbished chiropractic equipment, as well as phone support for repairs and maintenance. Call Derek and allow him to combine your wishes and his 23 years of chiropractic equipment expertise to find what's best for you and your patients at 704-622-4089 or head to totalclinicsolutions.com now. It's time that chiropractors look beyond spinal alignments and measure the nerve connections that keep our patients feeling strong and performing at their peak. CLA designed the Insight scanning technologies to transform exams and generate powerful reports that give practitioners the certainty they have been searching for. Learn how CLA has partnered with practices around the world by going to insightcla.com. Spinal hygiene products are designed to educate your patients on the importance of lifetime spinal care. To learn more about how spinal hygiene products work, and to download the patient education material for free, visit spinalhygiene.co. Again, that's spinalhygiene.co. Easily share your passion for chiropractic and look good doing it with Above Down Apparel, offering a premium lineup of principled apparel that's impossibly soft, sustainably sourced, and chiropractic AF. Visit abovedown.co and follow them on Instagram to learn more and score yourself some sweet Cairo swag. SCED is the all-in-one system that allows for amazing control and flexibility of your scheduling. Yes, your next new hire. Every aspect of when and where you service your customers is at your command. SCED is tightly integrated with your existing EHR system. This software was made by a chiropractor specifically for chiropractic. No joke. Go check out their latest care plan feature by heading to go.sced.life/legendarypod. Health Business Builders covers every aspect of building a health business both online and in a brick and mortar environment. Dr. Dan Sullivan and Dr. Dave Tuhill and their team will help you on a regular basis to develop an in-depth strategy, plan, and accountability to not only assemble a plan, but also make it happen. Head to healthbusinessbuilders.com so they can help you get the results you never thought were possible. Thank you for allowing this brief disruption to take place. And now back to the program.
Eat. Awesome. And I'm not sure if everyone heard, but Sked is an official sponsor of the Legendary Chiropractor Podcast, and I'm so thankful for that. And I'm also very pumped and thankful to be sitting down with Dr. Eric today, talking all about chiropractic, talking about software, technology, anything that's going to advance chiropractic in the future, we're going to be talking about and diving into today. So Dr. Eric, without further ado, I want you to introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about your chiropractic story, how you found chiropractic, or rather how it found you, and just share a little bit of history for yourself.
That's a long story.
Hey, we got time.
I actually was a mechanical engineer before I became a chiropractor. So I graduated as a mechanical engineer from Michigan Technological University up in Houghton, Hancock, up way up in the UP of Michigan. And I went to work for Cummins, and my job was testing engines, diesel engines, and blowing them up. And basically the dream job that I wanted when I was in school to be an engineer. And I worked there for a few months, and I was like, man, this just, I don't see myself being here forever and having the, you know, my boss's job and his boss's job. I just don't see that as something that's fulfilling. And so I started to look for something else, and I ended up in a chiropractic office, and I saw a testimonial. My brother-in-law, Dr. Kirby, which some of you may know, who has a practice in Okemos, Michigan, he had a patient that had a testimonial there, a paper-printed testimonial. He was like in his 70s, and he started to run marathons again after not running marathons forever. And I read that testimonial, and it made me think back to the reason I wanted to be an engineer is because I loved fixing stuff and working on things and figuring out how they worked. Never considered the whole time that the most amazing machine ever created is the human body. And it can heal itself. And if only we were able to create a machine that could heal itself or an engine that could fix itself, it'd be pretty amazing. And because we can't, I got really interested in how the body works and functions. And my own testimonial in chiropractic, I had allergies. And once I started getting adjusted and nerve interference cleared out, my allergies went away. And I was super skeptical. I was an engineer, so I was like, prove it to me. If I see it and, you know, you can prove it to me, maybe I'll believe it. And I have no idea how allergies could be affected by it. So it took me forever to get into a chiropractor. And by experiencing that, I thought, well, I'm going to go to school, and this is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to learn where every single nerve goes, to what organ and how it works, and then I'll know exactly where to adjust based on whatever symptom they have. That's my mindset going into chiropractic. And I was like, and I want to be a sports chiropractor. I love like racing, so maybe I could travel around and adjust people at racetracks and stuff and be part of a pit crew or something. I've never met a pit crew chiropractor to this day. I thought it would be pretty cool. So then I went into school. We moved from New York, Western New York, to Atlanta. I got married, and we ended up having two kids while we were in school at Life. And then we shifted kind of my mindset behind what I wanted to do once I had kids was really family care and pediatric care and family wellness care. And got exposed to Dr. Jeremy and Amanda Hess down in Atlanta and Stockbridge and learned a ton from them. And really got my eyes open to what's possible running a high volume chiropractic clinic, subluxation based. And so we opened in 2011. We graduated in March, opened August 1st, 2011. And we had no clue what we were doing. I mean, I was super skeptical of every coaching organization, every like buddy that's trying to sell me something. So I didn't really want to be part of anything, but I had all the information. I had like terabytes of everybody's paperwork and documents and training materials and everything. And it was so much, I couldn't even use it. So we opened up with nobody on the books. It's Friday before we open on Monday, and we have zero people scheduled to open. And I had one screening that weekend. So we signed up 15 people that weekend for the next week at a health screening. And it started, it was just me, my wife, and our two kids in the office. We were in 1,300 square feet, and we were at 100 visits a week in 3 weeks. And we just took one guy with low back pain, came in, went through our process, and ended up bringing his whole family of six. And then one other girl that had migraines was a family of eight. So she came in. Now we saw a family of eight. And so we really took one and turned it into many through seeing families. And we were at 100 a week in 3 weeks, and we broke 500 a year. We broke 1,000 in 3 years. And we grew really, really fast. And all around family-based subluxation care. We don't sell anything in our office. Not that there's anything wrong with selling things in your office. We just choose not to. We specialize in nervous system, improving the nervous system and finding nerve interference, and we're the best at that. And so we stay in our lane with what we know we're really good at and nobody else can do, and that's principled subluxation-based chiropractic. And so that was then 2011 we opened. So now we've grown. We moved into two different spaces and expanded from 1,300 to 2,600 and 2,600 to 4,500 or something last September. And now we have 8 adjusting rooms, 16 adjusting tables, 5 associate docs, 11 team members, and we're really busy. So that's my story in a nutshell. But as I've gone through this process, I've been really passionate about helping students learn how to do the same thing. And like, how do you not, you know, have zero people on the books Friday before you open? Like, I wouldn't recommend you do that. It was really hard. Like, we made it work, but, you know, learn from the people that come before you. And when we opened, you know, there wasn't a lot of offices that were super successful that we could learn from that just opened out of school. So it was a lot of trial and error and learning the hard way. And there's just better systems and procedures now. And SCED is one of those things that, you know, we talk to a lot of new offices opening up, and we'll get into that. And it really streamlines things and makes things more efficient for your office. But yeah, I love that you're doing this as a student. I was a part-time engineer as a student. I worked the whole time while we had kids, and just grinded it out. And it's good. It's helping the profession and furthering chiropractic, which is awesome.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate those kind words, and I love hearing your story. That's awesome. I think it's really cool to take people back in time and just say, hey, you know, remember when, you know, you had two kids, you were going through chiropractic school, and you were, you know, you were grinding it out and trying your hardest to figure out what am I going to do, right? And I'm kind of the same way when it comes to skepticism and like looking at some organizations and being like, it's not really for me. But what I do like to encourage people to do is like really weigh all the pros and cons. If the organization like speaks to you and you have this gut or visceral reaction and say, you know, in a positive manner and say, hey, this might be for me, then try it out, right? What's the worst that can happen? You don't like it. But then, you know, be conscious of what you're signing, be conscious of where you're putting your name, be conscious of these things. But also, I'm not going to tell you not to do anything, but I am going to encourage you to use your brain, use some common sense, and also, you know, be a skeptic, right? Be a skeptic, get proven wrong. And that's one thing that I'm really an advocate for is like, I want to do it as much as I can until I can't anymore. And then once I'm proven, like once it's proven itself and its value to me, I'm all in, right? It's like, boom, right there. There's the turning point. And now everybody I'm telling, you know, about this software, about this program, about, you know, whatever it might be. And so I really appreciate that you said that. Like I have all of this, you know, compiled data that I can't even use because I have so much of it. And I'm honestly, Dr. Eric, I won't lie to you. I'm in the same exact boat right now. I have, you know, gigabytes, maybe not terabytes yet, but I'm like getting up there of like just data and paperwork and stuff like that. And I'm like,
it's like a mirror press for opening an office.
It really is. It really, really is. And I think it's so funny because, yes, I am very similar in that regard to you and your journey. I will hopefully be associating for about 12 months to really get my roots down in the Chicagoland area when I graduate. But, I mean, that 12 months, it's going to be all going through those, you know, that tons and tons of data and paperwork that I have and being like, okay, what do I like the best? How can I apply this to growing my office? But like you said, Make it easy on yourself. Learn from those that came before you. And I think that a lot of times we as chiropractic students, and including myself, are very stubborn, and including yourself as well, are very stubborn when it comes to that, right? And so it's like being able to look in the mirror and saying, you know, how much more effective and efficient would this be if I actually just reached out to somebody or used this program or used this software to better further my advancement in the chiropractic profession before even getting out and graduating as a chiropractic student. So I love your story. Thanks for sharing. And so to get into the topic today, the topic is taking chiropractic into 2020 with technology. And I had a really great conversation just to add on the top of this is like I had a great conversation about technology with Dr. David Fletcher with CLA Insight Scanners. And that guy is unbelievable. But we got into all sorts of things. So I'm excited to see where this conversation takes us today, especially applying it back to SCED and your scheduling software that you have. So talk to us about what you mean by the topic. You know, how do we take chiropractic into 2020 through technology? What does that mean to you?
Yeah, and so that's a really good question. And what you'll learn, you know, obviously going through school, you take some business classes, but you don't know how to run a team, you don't know how to hire people and all that stuff. But, you know, even if you figure out, okay, I know how to get people in the door, I know how to educate them on chiropractic, and I'm a really good adjuster. I mean, that's what you're coming out of school, you're probably a better adjuster than you think you are. And you know more about the science of the body and how the body functions more than you think you do. You're really good at that. And that's what most students fear. Like, am I a good adjuster? Like, can I find a subluxation? Can I remove it? Can I clearly communicate with somebody? Yes, you can. Like, have confidence in yourself. You can do it. You know more than like some neurologist that you'll meet like on the street. I mean, you just went through school, so you know all these intricate details of stuff that you forget when you don't talk about it every day. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of chiropractors out there that have an office. They're the best adjuster within probably hundreds of miles, and they can communicate chiropractic really well, and nobody comes into their office. And they're not adjusting anybody, or they're adjusting like 20 a week, and they could be adjusting hundreds. And they just can't get people in the door. And then the people that they do get in the door just keep falling off. Or you get somebody that's, you know, they can get 80 new patients a month, but they're not really growing. So they're falling off somewhere, and they're not sticking to like wellness care. I mean, if they knew what we knew, they would do what we do, which is just get adjusted, you know, at least once a week or every other week, depending on what's going on. And we get checked for preventative subluxation based chiropractic care. So how do we get that information across to people and address their number one and number two objections, which is time and money? You know, if you can make it easy and efficient so they can get in and out of the office quickly, that's going to help them. And if you can make it affordable so they can fit it into their budget, and it can become just another expense that they don't even see coming out every single month, you can address those two. You'll see a lot of people. And so the first one with time is something we've always been really diligent about, because now we have 6 kids. So we went from 2 to 6. We're still trying to figure out how that happened, but we don't have a lot of time. The last thing I want to do is go sit in an office for an hour. Like, mm-hmm. I don't have time. I have to get to a soccer game or basketball game or hockey game or something, or feed a kid or do something. And so there's a lot of people in your community the same way. So you got to think about, like, okay, what are the people I want to see? And how do I create a business model that will allows them to utilize my services? So our business model is, let's make it as efficient as possible so you can come in and out quickly. Like, usually 15, 20 minutes, you're in and out of the office. You got adjusted, you got checked in, you did everything you need to do. You know way ahead of time what's coming. And so one of our big struggles with technology was, well, how do we communicate when their appointments are? How do we communicate? You know, because they're asking us, well, when am I coming in next? When am I supposed to bring little Johnny? Because I'm coming once a week, he's coming twice a month, the other little kid's coming once a month. Did I bring him last week? Did I not bring him last week? Or there's a snowstorm, you know, and the phone's ringing off the hook, and, you know, I can't come in because of the snowstorm. And so we have all these team members just managing phone calls and people rescheduling and confirming appointments. And it was just a lack of efficiency on our ability to communicate effectively when people are supposed to be in the office, what is their schedule. you know, and then we complain on the backside as chiropractors, like, nobody sticks to their recommendations. You know, they're not showing up. How do I get people to show up? They don't care. They just miss appointments. And it's not their fault. It's our fault for not creating a system that makes it easy for them and efficient for them to be able to follow our recommendations and even know what our recommendations are so that they can stick to those and get the best results is basically what it all came down to.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's really important because the last thing I wrote down was lack of efficiency will end up showing and it will end up losing you several dollars. But if we're talking about not even profit or money at this point, you're going to lose a lot of relationships. Like you said, you took your office from the very beginning with, you know, a guy with low back pain and a lady with migraines, and you turned that one person into multiple people. And when you're not efficient in the office, I think that really goes to show, like, hey, you know, I don't want to go back there. I have no idea what I'm expecting when I show up. I have no idea what to do in between adjustments. I don't know when the next time, you know, they're going to call me. I don't know any of this. So efficiency, I think, really shows. And when it shows, like, when you're efficient and you're really good at what you do, or your systems are really good at what they do, because you've implemented them correctly, right? Those show. And people are like, oh my gosh, you got to go to this guy. You got to go to this gal. You know, you're in and out. Or if that's not what you're looking for, you're in. But you're communicated with constantly. And I think that's really, really important. I like what you said there. I also want to encourage chiropractic students, if you're just tuning in right now, to go back and watch go back like 2 minutes from right now. And listen to that again. Dr. Eric re-encouraged and restated that, like, you know what you're doing, right? Like, you know more than you think you know. And as chiropractic students, I think, like you said, it's like we get down on ourselves. And I'm in this boat right now. It's like, am I a good enough adjuster? Do I know business? Do I know, you know, if I am to hire a CA, do I know what their requirements are? Even right,
no, you don't.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
You don't know that yet.
Exactly. So it's like you don't even know, and that's another thing. You don't know what you don't know, but you also have to be confident in what you do know, because, like you said three things. You can get people in the door because you're hopefully a nice enough person that you can go out and talk chiropractic to people, and you can educate them when they're in your office to hopefully retain some people. And then you're a good adjuster. You're a confident adjuster, especially if you're coming from some of these schools. You're a great adjuster. Have confidence in that. So I really like that you said those three things. And yes, you don't know what you don't know. And I have a lot to learn. I just try to recap for everyone because it's like it gets crazy. But I also want to ask, I wrote down these two questions. We'll start with the first one and then we'll go into the next one about SCED specifically. So first of all, talk to us a little bit about what SCED is and what that means to the practicing chiropractor, and then I'll get into my questions.
Yeah, so probably would help if you guys so how did this thing even start? I mean, this is a software company. I'm a chiropractor / engineer. I don't know anything about software, you know, and I don't know how to develop software. I don't even really, at the time, I didn't even know really what software meant other than, like, it just does stuff automatically for you. And so our problem really is we grew to 1,000 a week with three team members and me adjusting and my wife. And so our team members were really good. And my wife was really good at managing like the office. Like, they could manage flow because they knew exactly what to do and how to do it. Well, then we lost a couple team members and stuff shifted. And we realized that our processes weren't efficient. It was just the people that we had were so good that they could manage it all, right? And so we needed a better system. And what was happening during that time is I had the answering machine for the voicemails on my desk. And so I would go check my desk and I'd have three voicemails in the middle of a shift. So we spend all this time and energy on Facebook marketing, on getting out in our community, doing health talks and screenings and, like, referrals, and people call our office in the middle of a shift when we're open and nobody answers and they leave a voicemail. I'm like, that's a huge fail. Right? Out of the easiest thing to do is just answer the phone. And we weren't answering the phone is what I thought. And so, you know, I'd be like, guys up front, like, front desk, answer the phone, please. And they're like, we are. I'm like, well, no, you're not, because of the voicemails. And what happened is we had three phone lines and all three phone lines were busy. And – it would just automatically transfer people to the voicemail. So it really wasn't the team's fault. It was just inefficient. And so we pulled the team and we did a whole week like case study in the office on what are the people are calling, what are they calling for? And like 50 to 60% of the phone calls were confirming appointments, rescheduling appointments, or like finding out when they're supposed to come in next. And we're like, man, it'd be great if there was just an app on your phone where they could see, you know, I said you got to come 3 times a week. They can see when their appointments are. And if they have to move an appointment because little Johnny has another appointment or a doctor's or a game or something, they could click on the appointment, select a new time, and it syncs over to our electronic health record system automatically. Like, that would be awesome. It's like training a team member to do it for you. Like, how would I want you to answer the phone? We'll just get Sked to do it. We didn't know it was Sked at the time. So I looked at all these other solutions out there, and there's automated appointment reminding systems, there's two-way text systems, there's review companies, and all of it was it just took a phone call to like a two-way texting platform where now I have to have a team member that manages that texting platform and still changes it in the EHR system. And that doesn't really make it any more efficient. It just changes it from the phone to managing a computer. So people are walking in the front door of the office, and instead of them being like, hi, welcome to Higher Healthcare Practic, they're doing other things and on the phone. And so people aren't getting greeted when they got in by a name, and our experience in the office was going down because we were getting so busy. So we created Sked, and what Sked allows us to do is exactly what we wanted it, where a mom can look at all the appointments she has. She can now see what her frequency is supposed to be. The app will prompt her to stay on her appointment schedule, so she's sticking to the doctor's recommendations. If she misses an appointment, it'll prompt her to make that appointment up and reschedule a new appointment. She can swipe back and forth and see all of her kids, when their schedules are, when their appointments are. She can schedule like a group appointment and schedule everybody at the same time. And all of this happens instantaneously looking at your EHR system to know, you know, I only want to see 10 people every 15 minutes or 15 people or 5 people. Is there a room there for them? And so it'll show them, yes, you can schedule at these times, and it'll just not show them the times that there's no availability. It'll show them the times that's already really booked in your office. So this is everybody's problem. I mean, if you're a doctor, you know this. You'll have 20 people come in at 2 o'clock, and there's nobody on the schedule at 2:15. Why don't they just, you know, if half of them just came at 2:15, it would flow so much better. But they don't know. They just call, or they say, yeah, I'm coming at 2 o'clock, you know. So now the app will show them, hey, it's green at 2:15, and it's red at 2, just schedule at 2:15. Mm-hmm. And so it balances your whole appointment out. And this just has such a ripple effect on the whole clinic, because now people have a better experience, because guess what day and time they make these appointments on? It's Sunday. Sunday afternoons and nights is when hundreds of people every week in our office update their appointments for the week right in there. And they don't have to call. Right. We don't do anything. You know, what do they do normally if you don't have Sked? Like they know they can't come in Monday at 11. But they can't call you because you're not there, and you're open until 11 or 10 on Monday. So they just no-show, and then you hire a team member to make all those missed appointment calls for you, and then you wonder why people aren't showing up, and you save that slot for them, and now they didn't show up, so that's costing you money because somebody else could have scheduled there. So now in our office, they just reschedule. It opens up a slot. Somebody else fills that slot because they see that it opened up, and we show up Monday, and our schedule's full, and it's 95% accurate. And those people will actually come in that day because we made it easy for them to make their schedules accurate and sync with our system automatically, which has just allowed us to be so much more efficient and serve a lot more people and make their experience easy to get in our office.
Awesome. Man, I just wrote down, Sked is the master of efficiency for your chiropractic office. I mean, it has to be. And to see you're passionate about it, you know, that's what really matters, because there are people behind some of these platforms, programs, and softwares out there that a lot of people aren't able to see. So they just see the product and they determine if they like it or not. Now they have a face, they have a name, they have a personality behind the product and the passion that goes with the product. And I mean, my gosh, you'd be a fool. You'd be a fool not to do this, because I know several chiropractors that I've worked for in the past, that I'll probably work for in the future, have the problems that you are talking about right now. Yep. And there's an easy solution, right? And so that's what I want to encourage people to do. I will drop the link later in the show, but it's go.life.sked, go.sked.life/legendarypod. You can head there and schedule a free demo today. But I'll drop that link later in the podcast. I just wanted to say it out loud before we thank our next sponsors here. And then when we come back, I want to go into a couple questions that I wrote down. Sound good, Doc?
Awesome. Sounds awesome.
Awesome. Let's do it.
Every chiropractic clinic needs a compliance program. If you are not sure what that includes or why you need one, let Dr. Robin from RHDC Consulting help you build your chiropractic compliance. If you are ready to get started, head to robin-hale.mykajabi.com and let Dr. Robin guide you to the end result. Imaging Services' primary business is chiropractic solutions. With over 45 years in the industry of helping chiropractors, Michael Tokash offers free consultations on building your business. In the past year, Imaging Services has installed over 100 x-ray machines and digital x-ray systems in over 42 states across the United States. For more, head to theimagingservices.com. The 56-Day Chiropractic Bootcamp, building badass female chiropractors who are instinctively successful. Head to 56daychirobootcamp.com/legendary for your free endless referrals cheat sheet now.
Thank you for allowing this brief disruption to take place. And now back to the program.
Eat.
I know I gotta come up with something fun to do after the sponsorship. I just walk back onto the frame.
Put on like a big beard or something.
change hats between intermissions.
Yeah.
So I love everything that you're saying about SCED, and I just, you know, keep writing down questions because I want to know more, not only for myself, because I go back and, like I tell all of my guests, I go back and watch these over and over and over again, and I listen to them because I have to edit them for my audio podcast as well. So I listen to this content like two or three times at least. And so I want to get as much out of it for not only selfishly myself, but also for the viewers and the listeners out there, because I think that's most important. And so when it comes to SCED, I want to ask some simple questions. You can go as in-depth as you want with them or as superficial as you want. But is SCED for the new doc, or can it be integrated for, you know, those docs who have been out for 30, 40 years? Talk to us a little bit about how that procedure goes for both categories.
That's a great question. So we encourage all students, and we have a lot of peak students from Life and preceptors from Palmer. We probably have had 20 different students come through in open clinics, and we always are like, keep your overhead really low. You know, don't spend way more than you need to and make your overhead really high. Keep your overhead really low. And there's some things that you invest in that are rainmaking expenses. So these are really important because those are expenses that actually bring you more money back. It's like purchasing an asset versus a liability. So if you went out and bought, oh gosh, what would be a liability? Like, I don't know, you bought something really cool for the office. You bought this super awesome computer that you didn't really need because a regular computer would have done the same job. That's not gonna bring you any more income. You're just spending money you'll never get back. Maybe you could have got a used x-ray unit. Instead, you went and bought a $45,000 new one, and you know it still takes an x-ray. So when you look at SCED, you just look at it, okay, what's the ROI? So it sends automated appointment reminders as well. So what we wanted in our office, which is why we designed it like this, is if you're coming in for a reevaluation today, we'd like you to come in 15 minutes early so you can fill out the paperwork. So we want to send you a specific appointment reminder for the reevaluation that tells you to do that. Or if you're a new patient, I want to send you an appointment reminder with links to our paperwork on our website so you can fill it out ahead of time. And when you come into the office, you're ready to just get started. And so SCED automates all that for you. I set up an automated message to go out in 2017, and I haven't changed it in 2 years because every time a reevaluation comes along 24 hours before, I know that message is going to go automatically and I don't even have to think about it. And so that automates that process. But when I was talking about ROI, new clinics ask me this all the time. So they're like, well, SCED's $300 a month. You know, that's a lot of money. I don't even have an office. Like, am I going to be making my overhead my first month? $300 a month. Let's say it can help get 3 to 5 more people to show up to their appointments in a week. What is that? 5 people times, let's say it's only like $30 a visit. That's $150 times 2 is 300 times 4 weeks in a month. You're at $600 a month that you're making just to get those 5 more people to show up in a week time. For a software that costs you $300, that's a total rainmaking expense. We have 3,000 appointment changes a month in our office just through the app. It takes on average, and we time this out, 5 minutes to do an appointment, reschedule, or make an appointment across the front desk or on the phone with an average team member. Take 5 minutes times 3,000, 15,000 minutes. I don't know how many hours that is, but it's a lot. You would have to hire somebody to do that for you. And the reality is, most of those just wouldn't reschedule. They would just no call, no show. And then you're losing on all that income of people not showing up. And you worked so hard to get them in the office. They actually said they want to come. They're paying for it. They're on a care plan, and they're not showing up. But dropping the ball right at the 1 yard line when there's a system out there that automates that for you so they could come in. It's really a no-brainer when you look at like value and is it going to return on its investment, what I'm putting into it? And it absolutely will instantly your first month. And anytime you're looking at expenses as a student, have that mindset. Like, is it going to bring me money back as much as I'm putting into it? And how fast will it return on that investment? Even posters on your wall, like nice stuff in your office might seem like, oh, yeah, that's a liability expense. But if that helps you educate better and it helps people have confidence and trust in your clinic because it's nice and there's nice things to a point, maybe that's worth it. So it's figuring out all those details that's really, really important.
Yeah. So for both the new doc coming out and for the docs who have been out for many years, is it easily integrated in with their system? How do they you know, go about setting that up?
Great question. So this is coming from personal experience setting up software. I have so much stuff going on. The last thing I want to do is like learn a whole new software personally. You know, even if I sign up for something today, you know, I had to do Skype to do this call with you. I didn't want to spend an hour learning how Skype works, right? I want it to be really easy. Otherwise, I'm not going to use it because I don't have time. And I have 11 team members and 5 doctors. If I have to train all them on how to use it daily, like it's a bad experience already. It hasn't even started. So we really wanted SCED to be easy. So if you were in practice for 10 years, let's say, and you have 10,000 clients in your EHR system, our team, and we built it to just white glove this whole experience. They'll have one call with you, find out exactly what you want, how you run your clinic, and they'll set all of it up on the back end for you. Like I said, I haven't changed my appointment reminder since 2017, and it's automated for those appointments. Once you set it up, it just works. It's not a constant thing that your team manages. So yeah, if you've been in practice for a long time, we make it super easy. Another thing that we're very passionate about is we don't have contracts. The last thing we want is somebody locked in a contract with a service they don't want and they can't use or isn't working like they want and they can't get out and they're stuck in there and now they got to pay a termination fee or something. So we have a very low turnover rate in SCED because it's awesome. And once you start using it, it saves you so much time and money and you wonder, how in the heck did I not find this sooner? And that's really the people that we want and the service that we want to provide. Is people that want to be there and we're really helping you and showing you the investment is worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's for both of you. New docs coming out, highly encouraged, check it out. And then docs who have been out there for a long time, if you're looking for more efficient office systems to run scheduling, SCED is the go-to for that. So I wrote down while we were talking there, how does the app work? Like, do patients have to download something? Does the doctor, you know, is it installed in the background on your computers at the office? How does it, like, what is the logistics of it, I guess?
Great question. So as an office, you log in online to an online portal or an online web module, and that gives you access to all your settings. So you can set up your schedule and your appointment codes and all that stuff. From a patient perspective, they just download the SCED app, which is now ranked 144th in all medical apps through iOS, which they only rank the top 200, and we're ahead of Blue Cross Blue Shield, actually. I think we're close to about 100,000 patients a month that use it to schedule.
Wow.
Which just gives us an enormous amount of data to make sure our product is reliable and that, you know, we're constantly making it better because we have so many people using it. But yeah, they download the app. It makes it super easy. You send them a link. Actually, we automated that process too. So if you signed up today, you send a link to all of your patients by text message. They click on the link. It takes them right to download the app. And that is a link, like a magic link that you've probably seen with other softwares that has all of your stuff embedded in it. So it automatically syncs them to your office. So they log in for the first time and they can see all their appointments. So let me run you through a scenario. It's just awesome. You come into my practice for the first time tonight and you sign up for a year of chiropractic care and you're super excited. We make your appointments at the front desk. We say, okay, do you want to come in 3 times a week for these days and times, twice a week for these days and times? Yes, I do. Great. They pull up their phone. They download the app. They can see all of their appointments right now, right on their phone. And they can click sync and sync all of those appointments over to their Google calendar, their Outlook calendar, their iCal calendar. So now they have all of their appointments synced to their personal calendar where all their meetings and all their stuff are. And it's just awesome. I mean, we never could do that before this. And see their look on their faces like, wow, thanks for making this so easy for me. Now it's managing with my life and I can make this fit in my life, this whole new thing that I just started. So
yeah, that is really cool. That is so cool. I absolutely love it. So patients download an app. And there is a user or a management database that an online portal that the practitioner or office uses. So that's awesome. It's also for the older Cairo who's been out doing this game for a very long time, and it's for the brand new Cairo. And then
the other thing to piggyback on that, and what's funny is because we're such a big office, but we have people using SCED that don't even have a team. So it's just one chiropractor in like 600 square feet with no CA, and they just manage everything through SCED, and people just show up, they schedule, they show up, get adjusted, and they manage it all through SCED. So from one end of the spectrum to the next, you can pretty much do anything in chiropractic, which SCED is only in chiropractic, which allows us to put 100% of our development resources into making it work really good for how chiropractors use it. So there's pretty much not a scenario that you could have in your office that SCED wouldn't work and make better.
Yeah, absolutely. This one just popped into my head while you were talking. Does it do anything with payments or billing or anything like that? Does it remind people of when their payments are due or anything?
It doesn't unless you want it to do that.
Okay.
So I say that to say this because it's a recurring messaging system. So you could set it up to tell them whatever you want to tell them.
Right.
So if you had a... we use it slightly for like people that want to bring their payment in every month. We call it BPIs. So let's say they don't have a checking account and they want to pay cash on the 20th of every month. Well, we want to remind them. So we just put a specific appointment code in. Ours is a dollar sign. And then we set up SCED. Every time there's a dollar sign appointment, remind them 1 week in advance, hey, your payment's due, and you can automate the day and the time and their name and everything. So then they get an automated reminder by text, by push notification in the app, and by email that they have a payment due on the 20th. So for things like that, you could totally automate it. And that the sky's the limit for whatever you could think of. You know, if you were selling vitamins or you had a class you wanted to do or dinner with the doc, you could set it all up so that even when they arrive in your office, it automatically sends them a text message. So if you look in your waiting room, what are they doing? They're not looking at the poster and they're like, wow, the nervous system controls my body. Really? They're on their phone like scrolling through Facebook, right? So if you could get them engaged on their mobile device when they're in your office, that you have a dinner with the doc coming up, you see them in the adjusting room and you're like, hey, Jimmy, did you get the text that we have a dinner with the doc? Yeah, I got it. Are you coming? They could click on the link that you put in there and just register on Eventbrite or Facebook or whatever you're using, and it just helps automate that whole process.
Yeah, that is awesome. Next question is it for high volume docs or low volume docs or everyone in between?
Anybody, man. If you have people coming in that need to like schedule and come into your clinic and you want to remind that they have an appointment, I mean, we've increased our actual show up rate by 70%+ of people that, you know, from what we had before. We almost had a full-time team member just calling missed appointments. And we very rarely do that now because people can manage their schedule appropriately. So this is the other concern every chiropractor has. They say, what if everybody just cancels all their appointments and they don't want to come into the office anymore? Well, let me tell you, if they don't want to come in, not reminding them or not giving them the ability to reschedule isn't going to make them like, oh, I guess I'll go anyways. You know, like if they hate you that much and they don't want to come in, they're not going to show up. You right. just won't know that they're not going to show up. They'll schedule because they want to be non-confrontational. And they'll be like, oh, yeah, put me down for next week, knowing in their mind they're not going to come. So giving them that ability, now you can see if they want to cancel or reschedule. You can control all that if you even want to let them do that. But you can make them leave a reason why they want to cancel the appointment. Or when you reschedule, we sync it with the EHR system. So in Platinum, all you guys, there's an RQ report. You'll learn all these things if you use the EHR system. But now SCED will put that in the RQ report, which is the missed appointments that we see at the end of the day. So it'll actually say SCED rescheduled so that we can see if they rescheduled through the app. And what we found is we just have an accurate schedule now. And so instead of everybody rescheduling, you know, if we have 200 people scheduled, we'll see 195 to 205 that day, almost consistently across the board.
Yeah. Yeah. And then that was my next question, actually, was about the EHR systems. What does that integration look like? What companies do you work with? It seems like the next cool thing to do these days is like create an EHR system. So it's like, are you integrating with some of these up and coming EHR systems that are out now? How does that look for you?
So right now we integrate with Genesys, ChiroTouch, and Platinum, which encompass probably 80% of the chiropractic EHR market, those three softwares. In 2020, we'll be doing a whole bunch more, and you'll actually be able to use SCED as a standalone system in 2020. There's still a lot of docs out there that are using travel card stuff. They don't even have an EHR, but they need a better scheduling system. And so SCED's going to be available to do that in 2020 as well.
Awesome. Yeah, that's great. So I want to – that was, you know – I mean, a ton of information for people to not only get to know you a little bit better, but also get to know your software and SCED a little bit better as well. So I want to save some time for closing remarks. We're coming up on 46 minutes here. So we're going to throw that post-roll ad up now, and then we'll let that run. And then when we come back, I'll let you say any closing remarks that you have, any tips and tricks for chiropractic students that you want to leave us with, and then we'll send people to your link that you shared with us. Sound awesome. Good?
Yeah, man.
Cool, let's do it.
Dr. Stu Hoffman, founder and president of ChiroSecure Malpractice Insurance, is the foremost expert in both risk management and risk avoidance. Understanding the everyday challenges of today's practicing chiropractor and the current public perception of chiropractic has made ChiroSecure the fastest growing malpractice insurance program of the last 28 years. Find out more at chirosecure.com. The IFCO is here to support you. Whether you are a chiropractic student, doctor of chiropractic, chiropractic organization, or member of the public, the International Federation of Chiropractors and Organizations is here for you. They recognize and support your right to practice and receive vertebral subluxation centered chiropractic care, and are here to ensure that right and spread access to that care throughout the world. Head to ifcochiro.org/legendary for more. Be sure to give our friends over at Chiro Hustle a listen. They are bringing together some of the biggest names in the profession and learning from the greats. Chiro Hustle creates a safe space where chiropractic leaders share their stories and passions with the world. Let's get hustling by heading to ChiroHustle.com now.
Thank you for allowing this brief disruption to take place. And now back to the program.
I couldn't find that beard. I couldn't find that beard. But we're here back at the Legendary Chiropractor Podcast with closing remarks from Dr. Eric and the owner-operator of SCED, and it is the ultimate scheduling software. I also wrote down that it is the master of efficiency for your chiropractic clinic. And I love your term. I wrote this down, circled it a bunch, rainmaking expense. And when we're coming out of chiropractic school, we're looking for nothing but rainmaking expenses, no matter if that's investing into a practice management group, if that's investing into a table, if that's investing into an EHR software, or in this case, a scheduling software like SCED. So you want to make sure that you have all of the rainmaking expenses flowing for you and operating in your office day one, when you have that Friday before you open, you have hopefully over, you know, a couple hundred patients scheduled for the week.
Totally.
But without, with all of that being said, Dr. Eric, go ahead and give us some closing remarks. I'm going to throw the link on the bottom of the screen. If you're interested in scheduling a free demo for it or downloading a brochure about, you know, more for more information, you can head to the link. It's go.sked.life/legendarypod. It's right on the bottom of the screen there, and it's also in our sponsor goodies link in the description above. So Dr. Eric, give us some tips, tricks, and last remarks about SCED that you want to share with us that you maybe weren't able to share during our conversation, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, I covered a lot with you guys, and a lot of that is just around just seeing it done before, man. I mean, you can do a lot of that stuff manually, but like I said, it doesn't take very much for it to pay for itself, and just provides such a great experience. I mean, we've had referrals from people just because they're like, my chiropractor makes it easy for me. Look, I can schedule my appointments through my phone. I don't have to call there. And I can do it Sunday night and go in Monday morning to make it easy. But it also helps you with reviews. I mean, we're just constantly adding, you know, if you have a, we get reviews constantly too. I mean, you can look up Higher Health Chiropractic in Michigan, see how many reviews we have. And we use SCED to just help us improve our online presence. And so we pull Google API information into the app. So when somebody pulls up the app and wants directions to your office or calls your office or pulls up your Google profile, all of that builds into your SEO naturally. And it's engagement from people in your community, which is what Google loves. And it's your own practice members. And now they get used to doing that because everything's in the app and it just helps you. I mean, we get 2 to 5 every single week that just randomly find us on Google with no advertising dollars or anything, just because we have lots of reviews and our SEO is really up there because we integrated it all into our scheduling platform that thousands of people use every month. But more than that, I just want to encourage you, if you're a chiropractic student, just love the process as you're going through it. You know, I mean, you'll learn a lot. You'll make a ton of mistakes. People will yell at you and tell you you're a quack. Don't let that stop you from communicating principal chiropractic care. We have so many amazing testimonials every single week in our office. If I had to do it all over again, like literally go back to school and start all over again, it would really suck. But I would do it in a heartbeat because chiropractic is just awesome. I mean, there's no other profession that you can literally change somebody's life if they only knew what you knew and if they only just let me adjust them, like just let me remove some nerve interference and see what happens. And they ask you random stuff, you know, could chiropractic care help with this or this? I'm like, well, I have no idea if it's going to help with that. Literally, I don't know, but I know you're going to function better without nerve interference than you are with it. And I know I can remove nerve interference and we can measure it. We can find it. We can remove it. And we can prove to you that it's doing better. And if we can do that, your body's going to function better. And if you just keep doing the right thing long enough, good things are going to happen. And you passionately share that to people, they're going to give you the opportunity to help them get better. And they're going to just tell lots more people, man. I mean, it's just awesome. And there's really a shift going on in healthcare. People are sick and tired of being sick and tired of everything that's happening. And they need you. So there's any time they need chiropractors to be passionate about subluxation-based chiropractic, it's now. And be bold. Like, speak up. People will come against you. And if they're not coming against you, you're not speaking bold enough and you're not out there teaching the message of chiropractic. So feel free to reach out to me. If there's anything I can do to help you practice wise, even if it has anything to do with SCED, if it does, I can help you with that too. But Dr. Eric Kowalki, you can find me on Facebook. You can message me. Our office is Higher Health Chiropractic. SCED.life is our just general website. But there's a link below. Specifically, I made a brochure with a bunch of information as well. So if you click on that link and put your information in there, it'll send you the brochure and give you a way to contact us directly too. So appreciate the opportunity for being on this. Again, I think it's awesome that you're doing this for students and for the profession. I know you've learned a lot sense-wise through this and technology-wise. That'll help you in the future. So thanks again for having me on.
Absolutely, Doc. It was a pleasure to have you on. It was a pleasure to talk about SCED. It was awesome. and amazing to see your passion, your face light up about, you know, not only SCED, but chiropractic, and what that truly means to the world. And that's why I go ahead and I share all of these videos. I share all of my podcasts, audio podcasts, on my personal page too. So all of my friends from high school, college, you know, all of those friends that you've had forever see all this, because it's important. Like you said, there's a shift taking place in healthcare, and we truly have to be riding that wave and have to be on top of that wave as chiropractors and as a chiropractic profession. So I couldn't be more pumped to get out there and serve my community. And I'm honored to have people like you in my corner and not only sponsoring the show, but also being able to reach out to you with anything. So head to go.sced.life/legendarypod for that free brochure Dr. Eric talked about, as well as up at the top right corner, you can also click to start a free demo of SCED to see if it will work best for your office. I can probably, just based on Dr. Eric's presentation of what it is, it probably will. So so be ready to open your wallet and purchase. So thank you, Dr. Eric, for being on. Everyone, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for watching. And thank you all to our amazing, amazing sponsors that we have on this show and the opportunity just to do this every couple times a week. So it's an honor, guys. Bye, guys. Again, I'm your host, Johnny Reuter, and you're listening to the Legendary Chiropractor Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you for engaging with us on all of our platforms, including but not limited to Facebook and Instagram, all at The Legendary Chiropractor. Be sure to check our home site out at thelegendarychiropractor.com, as we have much to offer for prospective chiropractic students, current chiropractic students, recent chiropractic school graduates, and even veteran doctors of chiropractic out in the field. And lastly, I'd like to thank not only you, our listener, but also our podcast sponsors. Without them, this show wouldn't be possible. So I encourage you to go check out their websites and what they have to offer in the show notes for this episode. Thanks again. Stay legendary, my friend.